And then Batimna, we give her 8 times to go to the mikvah, Liziva, by day, for her Zava. Like maybe she saw 3 times in a row when she came a Zava. So make her go to the mikvah right now, and the next 7 days also she goes to the mikvah. What's going to be, Rashi says, Batimna Liziva, Bishabas Gufa, Asoi Matmil, soon she comes and makes her go to the mikvah. Shema, maybe Shlesh Yom Ruasa, B'Yamai Zoiv, for Hayom, and today is the end of the Zayinikim. Because maybe the day that she came to us was the 3rd day that she saw. So kids, for the next 8 days, she has to go to the mikvah. That's why you have 15 tefillahs. What's going to be asoy kumam b'lelus? Let's just came in front of us at night time. Then the din is yavin in law timli l'nida. We give her 8 tefillahs for a nida. If she came to us by night time, so right away this first time we tell her to go to the mikvah, maybe it's the end. And maybe not, so she has the next 7 nights to go to the mikvah. Vishev l'ziva, the next 7 days, she goes to the mikvah, stirs her zava. Samara says, ziva, why? Tim the boy should be 8 days also. Like maybe the night she came, she saw tonight still. So tomorrow she can't go to the mikvah. First starts later. So it should be 8 days also. Samara says, true. Elu really, idi v'idi, shev l'nidi v'tim l'ziva. In both cases, we only make her go 7 times for nidi and 8 times for the ziva. Balelusa, and by night, she comes in front of us by night time, then it's the opposite. Then it's Timnulnid, the boy, why? If she comes to us by night, even this first night also she should go to the mikvah. So really it's 8 times by night to go to the mikvah. So more so like this. Ziva de psikale, alfilcha zavom, deloishinor, there's no difference, kiyoskamon bimo, she comes in front of us the first time by day. It's included. Like the ziva, she always has to go for sure 8 times. So therefore, we always say 8 for zava. By night time, the leif sigla, that's not for sure. Because the chiyos, they come on, but she comes upon us by night time, true, then she has to go, boy, 8 times tonight. And it's a subject, maybe she's first saw tonight, so she has the next 7 nights to go. But the mama, but she comes in front of us by daytime, like your boy Timna. If the Isha first comes by day, so then she only has to go the next 7 nights. So therefore, since there's a time of a nida, only 7 times to go, like a chashav lay. We don't count more than 7 times. So that's why it's called 15. It's always at least 7 for the nida, and always 8 for the izava. Now, that spurim lefaneinu binon, that the loch of zayinikim is, you have to have bedikas every day. We have to see the bedikas. It is so kolhani tefilas lomali. Why do we make a go every day this week? Because maybe she finished the zayinikim, but she didn't count zayinikim though. The chura tispazayin, we should tell her first that here make 7 bedikas every day this week. And what the tit, well, then she'll first go to the mikvah. How can we tell every day this week to go to the mikvah? And the law, isn't it a proof to say, Shemamina, that Rabbonin he, the Yamri, it's the Rabbonin Ataka say, Loibin is Srum Lefaneinu, that Rabbonin Aglan Rabbi Kiva, that for Zion Nikim, we do not have to have Srum Lefaneinu. It's enough justice. She makes a bdik on the 7th day, that's enough. So it's a riot, the Rabbonin Aglan Rabbi Kiva. Nothing more says back, no. O Malay Ravacha, Bered, Rav Yisla, Ravashi, Lav Terutze Kimatatin law. Aren't you coming to answer this brayso anyway by saying these cases here that she came ben hashmoshes, she came at night time, by daytime? Is Tiras answer and say like this, the aim is like this. Better, she said she doesn't know she saw. And we're answering, that means to say she doesn't know how long she saw. So once you answer like this and say, Ema hochi, that she said like this, Sifarati, v'en yadas kama sifarati. This lady mamash forgets a lot, and she tells the Rav like this, listen, I counted some days, but I'm not sure how many days I counted. And I'm not sure in B'yemei Nida, if I saw when I was in Nida, Sefarati I counted, B'yemei Ziva Sefarati. That's what she says. She says she doesn't remember anything. She knows she saw a few days, and she's not saw since then whether she made a Svir or not. So she has a doubt, maybe it's true, that she got finished seeing like 7 days ago, and the last 7 days maybe she did make a bedika. So because of this suffix, matvil mes a tesva of tefillas. Is that this safarti when you das kama safarti chad yom miu iefshed le sofra? The chura one day for sure she counted. So chura chosru la tefillas, she's missing the tefillah of the first day because in the Sada says she counted. Then the last day she doesn't have to go to the mikveh. Then you can't say she saw today. Like we told to go to the mikveh 8 times for Zavon, because maybe she saw today. But if you're telling us that she made a bedika today, so then she doesn't have to go to the mikveh the 8th day. So only 7 days. Was it rather like this? Elaim, she meant to say like this. Eini yodah, she does not remember im safarti im lo safarti. That's all part of a sofik. She knows she saw 3 days in a row. She doesn't know when that happened, whether she's an Ida then or a Zava then, and she also does not know whether she made a Svir or not. It could be she taka counted Zayin Akim with Bedikas ready, and it could be she didn't do it. It could be she mamisua today when she came. So such a lady that forgets everything, that's what we're talking about over here. So such a lady comes, then the Rav tells you, no, it's taka true, there's a Sufik maybe taka that you saw. Is it Sufik taka maybe that you made Zayin Akim with Bedikas? So therefore we're told to be table every day right now. So it could be, it's not a kasha under Rabbi Kiva, could even go across Rabbi Kiva. You hold on 1 second, yes? Yeah, okay. Savarti, yeah. So therefore it could be there's no raya that the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Kiva. But I'll call upon a mashmah, that's a look that the Rabbanon do argue on Rabbi Kiva, and we talk called you do not have to have Svurim Lefaneinu. So enough of you make the Badika either on the 1st day or else on the 7th day. If good yet. Now the Mishnah says, Hazav v'hazova v'hanida v'yoledes v'hametzora shemesu. Let's say they died. So locher is mitamim b'masa. There's tumas masa upon them. So who Rashi said the Moras Takashu who every mace has tumas masa. What's the chiddush over here? Every mace is tumas masa. Whoever carries the mace is something. So see the Gemara answers what the chiddush here is. But all these people when they died there's tumas masa. Achima kabos, until the boss starts to disintegrate right away, and then it's Rashi's the Mahashtev meis vaday. Then he's considered a vaday meis. Shima kabos means the boss starts to right away, but before the boss rots away, then these people still have a tumas masa. We'll see what it means. Oyvet kichovim magoyish meis tor milatame. There's no din tuma agoy. Agoy meis is no tumas meis. Even though when he's alive, the Rabbanan gave him a din zav, but only when he's alive, when he's amazed, there's no tumor. Beshama yermim kola noshim meses nidus. All ladies, when they die, they have a din like they're a nido. And we'll still see what that means, that we have to be toivul the kalim, the clothing they wore right before they died. Or they still learn to know a nido le shemes nido. That din is only if a lady, right before she was made, she was a nido, then we say she has tumas nido. And then there's a locha that you take off her clothing right before she died, so still you have to be tied with those kelim, her dress, to make it Torah. But if an isha was not a nida before she died, there's no din to give her din of a nida, and therefore she's Torah. And the clothing could remain Torah, they took it off before she was mace. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Now the Gemara says, my b'masa, what do you mean to say these people are zav, azov, and nidi, lettuce, when they died as tumas masa? If you want to tell me, b'masa mamish, somebody carries them, auto kol mace milam tamba b'masa. What the chesh of these people? Anybody that dies, any mace, there's a tum. If you touch the mace, you become tummy. Or if you just carry him without touching him, you become tummy. So what's the chesh of a tumas masa? Was ella rather my b'masa? What does it mean to say tumas masa? Which means be'ever mesama. There's a special chesh over here that let's say there's a big stone, and this zav zav is on top of the stone. So a keli that's underneath the stone really is not holding up the zav, because the stone is. So if there's some be a regular mace on top of the stone, so what's underneath the stone is Torah. There's a special chiddush called the tumas ever mesama by a zav is zav and nidi ledis. So that's a chiddush that even though they're mace, still they have the special tumah to metama the things underneath this heavy stone. Right? There's a pasuk that says for yisus even chodom v'sumas apum goiva. They put it on top of the like a heavy stone, they put it on top. So it is the din mokor to make this new type of a tumah. Rashi says, Loshrin misama come forward. Steinu evan kveda means a heavy stone. Hos le linach. So chiddush is even though the kalim a hat or a chair, whatever it is, underneath the stone. That chair underneath is not called holding up the mace, because it's too heavy. It's called the stone that's holding it up. So if it was found be a mace, the chair would be tor. But as these people, Zavizava, they have a tumas, ever misama. Now the Gemara says, look, that tumas only when they're alive. When they're mace, they don't have a din Zavizava. So why does the Mishnah say, even after they die, they have the tumah? My time, Rav says, it's exeratik alochom. That Shemi Yisalef, we're afraid maybe Yisav will just faint. And people think that he's dead, and they won't think there'll be any tumas to ever misama. So therefore, they had to make exer, even though he's dead, still he has a tumas ever misama. Until the boss starts to run away, then everybody knows it's not the psat, they just fainted, but then everybody knows he's really dead, and then there's no more tumah ever misama. Tony will learn Mishum Reb Leza. Omru, he said, Ad sheyifka krisa. How long do we have to wait to say the Zav when his mace has this tumah ever misama? Until the stomach opens up. But once the stomach opens up, then everybody knows he's a vadeh mace, and then there's no gzera. So then he's only a din of a mace. So then if after the stomach opens up, now they put this mace on top of a stone, a heavy stone, so we say the kalim underneath the stone remain to her. Then the Mishnah says, Oivik Echavim Shemes. Tani we learned, Omer Rebbe, Bivnei Ma'omer, why was it said that Oivik Echavim Shemes Tor, Militam B'masa, why? The Chura, when he's alive, the Rabbanah gave him a din tumas Zav. So when he's dead, he should also have a tumah like a Zav. Samora says, no, the Fishen Tumasa Mechaim Medivri Torah. When a guy is alive, Medirai sees Torah, he has no tumah. It's Eli Medivri Seifrim. And therefore, the Rabbanah only made the Gzeira, tumah, so the Jew should stay away from him. That's only tumah when he's alive. When he's dead, there's no more tumah. Turn around, look like this. Shnei Masa Dvorim, 12 things, Sholu Anshe Alexandrius Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Chinano, or Ben Chananya, some say. 13 questions, the Anshe Alexandrius Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. Gimel Divri Chokhmah, 3 things of Chokhmah. Gimel Divri Hagoda, Gimel Divri Bura, Stam Talk, and Gimel Divri Derecherets about Derecherets. So let's see, what were these 12 questions? Gimel Divri Chokhmah. They said like this, Azav, Yazav, Yanidav, Yaledis, Yamitzer, Shemesu. When they die, Ad Mosem, Tam, Bamasa. Until how long till they have this Tumas Masa of Ever Mesama? They asked the question of the Mishnah. Omelensi answered that to the Machima Kabasa. Until everybody knows that Vade Meis, their boss is lost right away. Another question they asked was, Bas Mushulachas, a daughter that was born from parents that first the husband gave his wife a get, and she remarried to somebody else, and then that second husband died, and then the first husband married her back again. So the first husband is over a lot, Machsa Grishosai. Once your wife lives with somebody else, you can't remarry her. But he went and remarried her anyway, and they had a daughter. So Locher is my Lekoyin. Is this daughter allowed to get married to a Koyin? Me, Amrina, do I say once was Kalvachoyma? Or Ma Amon Lekoyin Godel? Madach a Koyin Godel gets married to an Amona. Sheini Surisho Makol, she's not also to the whole world, only to a Koyin Godel. Still, if they have a kid, Beno Pogam, this kid is Pogam, a Koyin can't marry it. Here, so Zushi Surah Shavakul here where the husband remarried his wife after she got married to somebody else, which is us if everybody to do that. Is David isn't a swara to say Shebno Pogum? Isn't a swara for sure to say that the Bno should be Pogum to say that Kohen cannot marry the kid? Swara says no, I do maybe no. Mal Yamon la Kohen Godu she atzma mechalelas. If a Kohen Godu marries the Yamona, that's a psul kuna. And then the Loch is even she, the Yamona becomes a mechalelas. That even if the Kohen Godu dies, she could not get married to a Kohen. Mashenkin here, when the husband remarries back his wife, she's not a Kohen, he's not a Kohen. So therefore, she doesn't become a Chalelis. So maybe the kid is also not a Cholel. So he answered back home. Then they said back to him, true, the passage is here by Matzah Gerushosa, it says,